Today's Supreme Court decision makes it perfectly clear. Working people can't get a fair hearing before today's corporate-controlled Supreme Court. But let me be perfectly clear. We are not defeated. We are emboldened. Emboldened to organize and mobilize, to build power, and take collective action. Millions of people across the country right now are organizing in unions and recommitting to their unions. Public support for unions is at a 15-year high. From the very beginning, the Janus case was about one thing and one thing only. Corporate CEOs and wealthy special interests rigging the economy even more in their favor. Today, the Supreme Court has shown that it is part of a rigged system that benefits the wealthiest Americans and no one else, that silences the voice of working people and takes away their seats at the table. Recent Supreme Court decisions raise a very real question. Can ordinary people, women, Muslims, working people, LGBTQ people, get a legitimate and fair trial before the United States Supreme Court anymore? These are very serious times for our democracy. Justice Alito's decision today is also shocking. It claims that unions address, and I quote, controversial topics like the Confederacy and evolution. That just goes to show how far the Supreme Court has drifted to the extreme right. Do they really think the outcome of the Civil War is controversial or, quote, a sensitive political topic, end quote? In this context, it's important to remember that right to work, which the court is imposing on the entire public sector today, has its roots in the racial brutality and oppression of the Jim Crow South. The Janus decision is bad for the economy and bad for democracy. It undermines the idea that working families deserve a fair shake. It hurts communities of color, for whom unions have historically been a ladder to the middle class. It flies in the face of our most cherished values, economic justice, shared prosperity, opportunity for everyone. With this decision, the court also overturns a longstanding precedent, one that has fostered labor peace, one that has served working people, their employers, and their communities well for more than four decades. They have chosen instead to facilitate a political attack on the labor movement, an attempt to, quote, defund and defang public sector unions. Those are the exact words used by the CEO of a coalition of right-wing think tanks. But the labor movement is bigger than any Supreme Court ruling. This decision will embolden working people to stick together in strong unions, to strengthen the bonds of solidarity, to continue to build power in numbers and negotiate a fair return on their work. We will continue to improve our workplaces and strengthen our communities. We will continue to fight successfully for better wages, benefits, and working conditions for everyone. And we will fight on every single front, at the bargaining table, at work sites, in organizing campaigns, at the ballot box, in the halls of Congress, and state capitals nationwide. Now let me introduce AFSCME Council 31 member Stephan Mittens, a child protection investigator for the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. You got it, Stephan.
Thank you, President Saunders. My name is Stephan Mittens, and I am an investigator with the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services, a Marine Corps veteran, and a proud AFSCME member. And here's what today's ruling in favor of Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner and all the other powerful billionaires behind this case really means. The Supreme Court of the United States has just put the political agenda of the wealthy and the powerful before the needs of communities, as well as well-being Americans, working families, and quite frankly, it's shameful. The Supreme Court's decision hurts the already underserved communities I work with on a day-to-day basis. For all the struggling children, mothers, and fathers, whom too often go unheard from our country, this decision threatens to silence them even further. But I'm here to tell you, we won't take this lying down. The billionaires behind this case may want to take away freedom from working people, to build power together in unions, and take away everything we've worked so hard for all these years. But public service workers never quit on our communities, and we will never quit on each other. Across the country today, We see workers and their families taking to social media, posting photos of themselves with signs that say union, to proclaim that unions are more important than ever in today's rigged economy, to favor the wealthy and the powerful over the everyday working people. That's why we're continuing to organize and fight back. We're making sure every AFSCME member in the country knows who's behind these attacks on us and what their agenda really means for working families. In the coming days and weeks ahead, I'll still be talking to my coworkers and friends about why we need to stand strong together in our union, now more than ever. United we bargain, divided we beg. It's just that simple. Thank you, President Saunders.